Chodesh Tov, we are Masechet Eruvin Daf Kuf 100 Maya, and we're starting on Tzadi Tet at the bottom of Tzadi Tamud Bet with a new Mishnah. Mishnah, this is a Mishnah as well, which we've seen already in this Masechet. We saw on Daf Tet Vav, remember? Ilan Shaya Mesech Al Aretz. So Mesech Al Aretz is, in fact, it's worthwhile opening up your books, those of you that have got books for the pictures, because there are quite a lot of pictures on this Daf. But Mesech Al Aretz is a tree, like imagine like a big willow tree that's got its north, its branches, causing like a big tent all around. Okay? Mishnah says, Mesech Al Aretz, all around, getting down to the garage, he says, Mesech, Shenofo, Note, Lamata, Mikol, stuff. So all around, the branches come all the way around, the leaves come all the way around. If they go down to the ground within three tvachim, it's all lavud. So it's essentially got a completely nice area. Metaltlin tachtav, you can carry around it. The trees, the branches, etc., all cause a nice mechitza. Rashi says, "Amrei lavud, v'arei yesh kan mechitza asra." We've got a ten tvachim mechitza. Everything's beautiful. Shorshav gvohim in aretz gimel tvachim. Now, if it's got roots that grow out of the ground. And we have a nice picture as well, if you look at the picture over here. So if you've got a tree and it's got roots in the ground and some of the roots grow out of the ground, right? If those roots that grow around are above three tefach, then you can't use those roots. You can't sit on the roots, because the Mishnah says, Shoshav gvohim in aretz gimel tefachim lo yeshev alehim. You can't sit on the roots. Why not? Look at Rashi. Dechivan degvohin shlosha keiran chashivei. Since they're three tvachim above the ground, they're no longer roots, they're the tree. And we know, what's the halacha? The aim, mishtamshin bilan. You can't use a tree on Shabbos. I don't remember why you can't use a tree on Shabbos. The couple of reasons, one of the reasons was you might break off a branch, or you might pick fruit, or you might pick off leaves, right? It's kotzer, or whatever, or all that whole issue of this is the gzair to climb a tree, or to even lean on a tree, or even to lean something on tree. We spoke about it here on Shabbos, where we've been davening outside, and some guys come to shul, and they've got a bag, and they lean their bag on one of tie their handles of their bag over one of the branches of a tree. Asu. Gzeru drabanan, you can't get any hanah from a tree on Shabbos. Now, another reason, just for a reminder, we saw, as well, remember a long time ago, we learned in Masechet Shabbos.
We can sit under a tree for the shade.
You can sit under a tree, you can't lean on a tree. So when you're sitting under a tree for shade, you can't lean back against the trunk. You can sit under the tree for shade, sure. You can't touch. The gzairah is to get any hana from physically touching the tree. You can't climb the tree. You can't lean on the tree. You can't put stuff on the tree, etc. We also saw, if you remember, we learned that it's a gzairah why you can't ride a horse on Shabbos. Remember? You can't ride a horse on Shabbos because you might come to break a branch of the tree to use as your riding crop. So Chazal, we're very concerned about trees. So same thing over here. If you've got this tree, yeah, David, it's a perfect example. You can carry under the tree. The tree is forming a mechitza for you. As long as the leaves are all around it, surrounding the whole tree, but not higher than three tefachim on the ground. We say lavud to the ground. But the roots that grow out of the ground, if they're above three tefachim, they're considered tree. If they're below three tefachim, they're considered ground, and you can sit on the root. That's the Mishnah. Okay. Come on, sit like this. I'm Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, and metaltlin bo yater mi beit sa'atayim. Comes along, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, and gives us a bit of a smacker over here, because we understood you can carry under the tree. If this tree is a massive, massive tree, I don't know if it's such a thing, but let's say you've got a big tree area bigger than a beit sa'atayim, and it's a mechitza, why not? So why can't you carry underneath it? So he says, oh yeah, my timer. Rashi says, he explains the question, the very last Rashi of the Amud, ha, kole kef ledira, afulas ra kuri mutar. We know that when you build an area and it's ledira, the purpose of building it was to use for ledira, there's no limit on the size. Beit sa'atal, I mean, there's a lot of dira. Right, he says, why? He says, mishum dehave dira she tashmish el avir. We've seen this a lot before as well. Because this is not really tashmish of real living. It's avir using the airspace, which is more like a storage facility. Look at Rashi. And the durba tamid, you ought to be all the time. El el histofef ba shomre hasade. It's more for the people who are guarding the place to be able to come around and hang around there. Right? And therefore, this is something which you can't use the whole space. Full stop. So the halacha is very interesting. If you've got this tree area, you can use the whole tree, but not a big satayim. I don't think it's really relevant too much to us. I don't know a tree that's so big that's bigger than Beit Satayim. Maybe you know.
That's impossible.
Impossible. You go to Yellowstone, you see all these huge, ginormous things. But I mean, they're all mostly high and wide.
Down to the ground.
I agree. Okay. The Mishnah carries on. Shoshav Gvoy Min Aretz. Now, if the roots were higher than the ground, what's it about? We've got a machloket over here. Machloket Amoraim. Shoshay Ilan Habain Milamala Mishlosha Letoch Shlosha. So now you've got roots of trees. They go high, and let's say, they come, I don't know how they come out, but they above three tvachim, and then they go back under three tvachim. So it's a root, imagine like that. I suppose this is a picture, we can get an idea. Here's a picture over here. There's the picture. The root grows out of the ground, up, and then turns around and then goes back in. So now on the part that's above three tvachim, we learned you can't sit on. But what about the part that's below three tvachim? In fact, if you look carefully, there's a line over here. Can you see the line here? There's like a yellow dotted line there. And that's the three tvachim line. So what's below the three tvachim? What about below the three tvachim? Can you use that? Or we're going to say, no, it's a gzaira because it's above the three tvachim. So that's a machloket amoraim over here. Rav Sheshet Amar asur lishtamesh ben. Rabbi Amar mutar lishtamesh ben. Rabbi says, no problem. What's below three tvachim you can use. Why? Techol pachot migimel da'ara arui. Whatever's below three tvachim from the ground is the ground. So we're not interested in that also. Rav Sheshet Amar asur lishtamesh ben. He explains now why. Why is it asur? Dechivan de mikoach isur kati asurin. He said, because they come out of something which is asur. In other words, the root that was above three tvachim is asur. The root now carries on going down. So it comes from a makor which is asur. It is asur. Right? He says, the Gemara says, the damu kemeshunita. So look at Rashi over here. He says, the damu kemeshunita, keshen sela kahar ze, she meshupa l'stadin, kach yotzim shoshav ketani mitoch agdol m'stadin. The Gemara asks another question over here. So now we've got all different derivatives of this type of roots that are growing out of all the places. Right, and the Gemara now brings here, I think I actually marked them, numbered them. There are three different cases. So the first, the machloket between Rabbi and Rav Sheshet was, if it's above or if it drops down, Rabbi says not a problem because it's beneath and it's ground. Rav Sheshet says it's asur because it is above. Now the Gemara says, what about these other things? What about the damu kemeshunita? Right, says so, yeah, the salkin leila asurin, the nachtin etata sharu. Says so, yeah, that would depend. Rashi explains that what these are, the damu kemeshunita, keshen selak arze, shemeshupal etzadin, slope to the one side, kach yotzin shrashav ketani mitoch hagdolim etzadin. You've got like big roots which come out of the small roots. I'm trying to find a picture here. Is there a picture over here? Yeah, I think he has a picture here. Look here. In the article, he has a picture over here. Can you all see this? You've got like a big root and then you've got small roots coming out. I think that's what we're speaking about over here. So Rashi says over here, Shoshav ketani mitoch hagdolim etzadin. So now it would depend how they come out from the sides. If they face downwards, mikana mikana hagdolim ochil magbim balachson, yotem mikazen. And Rashi actually brings a picture as well. You can see like a root growing with like little roots growing down. So now it would depend. This seems to be a bit of a machloket over here. If we've got this mishunita de salkin le'ila, the parts that go up are surin. The nach, the tana, those that come down seem to be sharu. And it's studying, if they're growing sideways, look at Rashi of Yashar, Rashim Akhtan, these small roots, Ayotzim mitoch gova shel gedolim, from the big ones, Umatinas, they're facing down, Netoch gimel Rav Sheshet Asiri. If they are facing down, and they're within three, Rav Sheshet would say Asur. The Mikoach Asir, Rav Atun, Rav would say Mutas. Those things would be dependent again on the Machloket. So we've got three aspects of this tree. The one is in high above, everyone says it's Asur. Which are below, everyone says it's Mutar. But the ones that go off to the sides, then there'd be a machloke between Rav Sheshet and Rabba. The next example was v'chein inigra. Rashi, what's inigra? Ilan yotzei mitoch charitz katzar. Ashul olich mayim. You've got a tree growing in like in a ditch. So now the question is, really, we can just short circuit this. Where do you count from? Where do you measure from? Do you measure the three tefachim above the ground from the ditch? And then whatever's below the ground, it says, obviously, mutar you can use because it's ground. Or do you count the three tefachim from above the ditch? And if there are branches coming out of there, what would they be? V'chein bekeren zavit. And so too, a tree that's growing in the corner. Okay, here you can see there's a picture here as well. You've got a tree growing in the ground, and there's that branch over there. So if we count from here, if the ground is there, then that's above three tefachim. If the ground is there, then that might be below three tefachim, and you can use that root. Okay, that would be the nigra. And the same thing over here, is there not a picture here of the tree growing in the corner? No. So you've got to use a bit of imagination over here.
They're only talking about root.
Well, we're talking about the roots that grow. I think
it's low to the ground.
I know. In that picture there, it looks like it's the branch itself. I agree. I agree with you. From the picture, it looks like it's the branch. Rashi says, "Yeah, you don't need to tell me to carry it. Katzar should always do what he has." Ushnei tzei ha'ilan shel tzad gidudei acharis dichli b'gidudei ve'im ba'alim dod b'tzim. You know what? Maybe even the branch itself, Robert. Maybe I accept that. Because he said the whole pachot megimel la'ara kara. Maybe even the branches. You know what? I accept that. That even the branches, if they're beneath three tefachim, would be considered part of the ground, not part of the tree. Okay. Intuitively, I didn't think that, but from the picture of what Rashi says over here, I think that you would be right about that. Okay. The next example is keren zavit. Rashi says over here, is there a Rashi on keren zavit? Now you've got a corner in the yard where you've got two walls, okay, like this at right angles, and the tree grows up right against that. Okay, in fact, you know what? Here's a bit of a drawing over here. Here's a drawing over here. If you look over there, right? You know where I saw a better one? I'm almost sure that I saw a better drawing in the Steinsaltz this morning. You know, I always look at the notes in the Steinsaltz. I'm pretty sure that he had a better drawing. Yes. Okay, I'm not going to waste time sharing a screen, but can you all see that picture there? There's a wall, and the tree there is growing in the corner. You all see that? Right? There's a tree growing in the corner. And now the question is as follows. You can't really see the whole tree. Look at Rashi. Three sides of the tree, if you had, like, imagine the three sides, only one side you can see, the other three sides, like, right in the wall. You only see the outer part of the tree. And now it grows above the wall, but it's less than three tefachim above the wall. The Rabba called pachot megimel lavidanu. So according to Rabba, whatever's above three tefachim is not the tree. It's still, it's like part of the wall. It's like built into the wall. The ma'olam lo gavo shlosha. For Rav Sheshet me'arim mashchina. Rav Sheshet, you came from the ground. Umikoach isur atun. It came from the tree, which is asur. Therefore, v'dafke keren zavis, specifically in a corner. About etzel kotel, just next to a wall stem. Mode Rabba the hoil v'shloshet tadav gvohin varvi shavil aretz. Or the kotel, the asra, Rashi, Rabbi will agree with him that when it's just a wall, a tree next to a wall, that won't be the same. But Yahweh is literally built into the corner, so to speak. Maybe you can't see the tree, so then we would be able to use it. Okay, so that's the machloket between Rabbi and Rav Sheshet. Rabbi is pretty more lenient. It's whatever comes out of the ground, less than three tefachim is the ground. If you can't see it in the wall, it's also part of the ground. Rav Sheshet says whatever comes from something asur is asur. The word carries on. Ahu dikle de havul Abaya. Abaya had this tree. Right? So he had this dekel tree. And look at Rashi. To have a salik beifuma, betoch habayit. We grabbed the bahaya omer. It was inside the house. Vole derech pi aruba lemalem in agak pachot megimel. And it came out of the chimney. In other words, it was like an opening in the roof. And this is like, you know, there's all these stories here about people who went to Australia. In Australia, they've got like very strict rules about taking down trees. And some guy, it doesn't matter who, but I know him, a South African, arrived in Australia, a very wealthy guy, and he never knew the rules. And they sold him this beautiful, true story, this, by the way, I can give you the name of the details, everything, not a problem. They sold him a beautiful piece of ground overlooking the Sydney, what's it called? The what's it called new when they play the, what, what's it called? New Opera House, the Opera House. And it was like, he couldn't understand what a metzia he got because he bought this beautiful piece of ground. How come no one ever bought it? Turned out it was this big tree in the middle of the house which you couldn't take down. Mamash. And they ended up designing a house around the tree. The house today is built around this tree in the middle of the house. So maybe this is the Gemara we're speaking about over here, right? So yeah, it's got the tree sticking out of the house, right? Yeah, look at the picture. You can see the picture over here. There's the house, right? There's the tree. And you can't see, but over here, down over here is the Sydney, whatever, right? So now you've got this house, and we've got a problem. The tree comes out, right? So now what was the Gemara tell us? After the coming of Yosef. So Abaye came to ask Yosef, what about this tree? Can he use the tree? He says, Visharile. And he said, no problem. Look at Rashi. From far as the roof is concerned, from none of the sides does it stick out more than three tvachim. So it's part of the roof. So Amar of Achabar Tachlifa. So he says to him, Visharilech Karabe Sharilech. He says, you're lucky when Rav Yosef, when he matted you according to Rabbah. Right? Look, Rashi means Karabe Sharilech. Because he says, we don't look at where the tree came from, that part sticking out. Rav Sheshet would have said, the bottom of the tree is asu, therefore the top is also asu. From inside you would have seen it. So what's this? Pshita, what's the chilush? What's the chilush over here? So what says, now is a chilush. What's the chilush? What would we have thought? Rav Sheshet beat the command by dami. Maybe it's not only according to Rabbah. Maybe Rav Sheshet will also agree over here. Why? I mean, we've got this cloud, beat the command of Mali dami. It's if the house is full. And we've seen this before, by the way, with the God to the window and all those things. There's this concept that the house is full. If the house is full, then really there's nothing in the house. The house is completely full, and we only see what's sticking out of the house. And the whole tree is only less than three tvachim high. There's no mikoach isura da'atab. Never came from anything asur, because inside the house there's nothing. So maybe Rav Sheshet would agree that he's mutar, right? So he says, that even in the case like this, Rav Sheshet would disagree, and the chilush was only according to Rabbah. The Mishnah said, if it's gvom in aretz three tvachim, lo yeshev alein. When we said in the Mishnah that if it's three tvachim high, you can't sit there. What's the nafkamin here? What are we speaking about? What's the example? What's the scenario? Either lo hadre kipi pshita. If it didn't bend down and go back, look at right, then it's pasha that you can't sit on it. It allows the says, now, afagav the hadre kipi. Look at Rashi over here. Afagav the hadre kipi. The very last narrow lines of Rashi there. Vashminan de lo yeshev ala kfuf ala kfufin. You can't sit on where it actually bends. Right? That's the chiddush. When we say that it's above three, it goes back. It's going to bend and go back. So you might, it's the natural, where would you sit naturally? Like on the actual part that bends. That's where you get a nice comfortable seat. On the higher part, you definitely can't. But even when it's going down, you still can't. The word says no. We're talking about a route now which doesn't bend down. What's the chiddush of? Yeah, even though one part of the root is under the three, you might think, therefore, we can sit in it. You can't sit in it at all. Even at, you only sit on the part that's under the three. That's what I understand the pshat to be over here. Tell me about that. The Gemara is a brighter. You've got these roots of the tree that are above the ground more than three tvachim. Or there's a hollow part underneath it of three tvachim. So you've got a root that either sticks out three tvachim or a root that goes over like this, and there's a hollow ground underneath the three tvachim. You can't sit on it at all. Why? If you shein olin b'ilan, because you can't use a tree, and if it's above three tvachim, it's called a tree. V'ein nitalin b'ilan, you can't put anything on a tree. V'ein yishalin b'ilan, you can't lean on a tree. V'lo yale b'ilan, and you can't climb a tree, or even erev Shabbos. V'yeshev sham kol yom kulo, sit there the whole time. Echad ilan ve'echad kol behema. And it makes no difference now if it's a tree or an animal. Because anyhow, you can't get up erev Shabbos and stay there till it gets dark. Right, aval bor, now the Gemara wants to make a point of here. Aval bor, but if it's a pit in the ground, siach umara ve'gader, or anything like that, to caves and store, even a fence, metapes v'ole, metapes v'yored, v'afilu hein meya ama. The Bible says if it's a fence or a pit or a wall, or the case was, we don't care if it's 100 amas high or deep, climb up and down the whole day, gagas into hate. Why? Because the chiddush over here is it's nothing to do with tircha. We're not worried about you working hard on Shabbos. Climbing a tree is nothing to do with tircha. Right, look at Rashi, metapes v'oleh, metapes v'oleh. He says over here, metapes, right, the third white lines in the middle there. He says, the time alav mishum the tircha, it's nothing to do with tircha. Ella, what's our concern with the tree? Shelo yitlosh mina mechuba v'mitkava. And we're scared you might end up doing klisha, breaking something off. And that's why I wanted to stay far away from trees. But you want to climb up and down a fence or go down into a pit all day long? Do whatever you want. That is the first brighter. The Gemara says, like a tanichada. Another brighter says, imala mutar liret. The one brighter says over here, remember the first one we just saw, learned a second ago. It says there, v'ein v'lo yale biran. Two lines up. V'lo yale biran mibor jom v'yashef sham kolom kolom. This brighter says over here, imala mutar liret. If you want to, if you climb up, you can come down. V'tanichada. Another brighter says, asura red. You can't come down. So the steer now between the two brighters. Look at Rashi. Imala b'idan asura red. Fourth one lines of Rashi. The whole derech iratohu mishtamish mechubar. Why is that brighter say you can't come down? Because coming down the tree, you're using the tree. Every step that you come down, using the tree. And we don't want you to use the tree on Shabbos. So if you're up, stay up. What's the problem? When you're up, you're also using the tree. Right? So v'tanichada asura red. The Gemara says lo kashia. Kami ba'od yom, kami shechashecha. So back to kami ba'od yom. What's kami ba'od yom? Alami ba'od yom. Look at Rashi. V'kidesh tava yom. Shabbos kemi while you were there. Lo kansinan levi yoret. There's no knas. You can come down. If you went up on Shabbos, right? When it's really Shabbos, then chashecha, there's a knas. You got to stay up in the tree. You can't come down. So don't climb trees on Shabbos. Because you climb up on Shabbos, you're stuck. You got to stay there. Right? So now the Gemara of Ibad Eima, so the Gemara says that's the first answer to the story between the two brightest. Another answer is, Hava Mechashecha. No, both of them are talking about when it's really Shabbos. So how come the one brighter says stay up and the one brighter says come down? Velo Kashia. Kan Beshoge, Kan Bemezid. Would depend if you went up in Shoge, you went up intentionally or Bemezid. We can understand that. You went on purpose, you get punished. You went up by mistake, you can come down. The Ibad Eima, third possible answer is, Hava Beshoge. Both these cases of the bright talking about Beshoge. So how can the one brighter says come down, the one brighter says stay up? There's a machloket. Do we kones a person when he did something to shogeg in case he comes to do it by mezid? That would be the machloket. The Tana, the brighter who said stay up. He says, yes, if you went up a shogeg with kones, you've got to stay up. And the other Tana says, no problem, you can come down. Okay. Some Rabbi Yehuda Bered, Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua says like this. Ketnai, this machloket over here now, between these two brighters, is the same as another machloket, right? And this is a Gemara, which we learned in Masechet Zvachim, Masechet Rosh Hashanah. These are what we've seen before. We know that every korban, right? Well, almost every korban, that you there's a netina, there's a matana of blood that you've got to throw on the mizbeach. Some is one splash, some are four splashes, some are two splashes, right? A chatat is four. Then there's a bechor, all the animals, different amounts of splash. Now, what happens if blood from one animal gets mixed up with blood from another animal? And the one animal was meant to be four matanot of dam, and the one was meant to be two matanot of dam. The easiest scenario would be if they're two animals, and they're both four matanot of dam, and they get mixed up. Now, what do we do? So that's the good word to say. We want to try and say the machloket around that is the same machloket as this machloket over here, about konsinati shoga, etc. We'll see in a second. That machloket we just saw now a moment ago is the same machloket as this machloket. What's the machloket? He quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and in Masechet Zvachim. Hanitanin b'matana achat, shenitarvu b'nitanin b'matana achat. You've got nitanin means the blood which was set aside for a matana to go and be sprinkled on the Beit HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach. And there was a blood from a type of korban which was meant to have one sprinkling, got mixed up with another korban, which also meant to only have one sprinkling. So what's the Gemara says over there? The brighter says, "Yinatnu matanachat." You take the one blood, the mixture now, you give one matana. Look at Rashi. It says, "Lakas haditim matanachat kagon dama bechor shnitrev im bedam bechor acher." So there are two bechorot. I brought a bechor, or you brought a bechor, and now the kohens carry my blood, and these carry their bump, sweep, and by mistake, the blood gets mixed up. Now we've got two bechorot here, and they're all one matana, but for two different animals. What's the maskana here? Yinatnu b'matana achat. Look at Rashi, vole ota matana lezev lezev. So it's pashut there, they're both the same matana. We give one matana, and we say, no, my blood's in there, your blood's in there. It all works out very well. Now, what happens with matan arba b'matan arba? Now, again, same idea. Matan arba, Rashi says, v'kiyom adam chatat. Shinishpach Nadam Chatat. Two Chataot get mixed up. Same thing. What's the maskana? Yinatnu b'natan dalet. That's not a problem. We give four matanas. Ah, but now, matan arba b'natan achat. Now, suddenly, let's say dam chatat gets mixed up in a dam b'chor. Now, Tosfos doesn't like this, by the way. Tosfos gets his own version, but let's go according to Rashi. Right? He says, matan, so over here, matan arba. We saw matan, yinatnu matan arba. Then we got here, matan arba b'matan. B'matan dalet. So what's my place over there? Matan b'matan dalet. Matan, yeah. Matan dalet, matan dalet. Matan da'ar b'matan echad. Rabbi Lezer Omer, here's a machlok tanayim. See what we're looking for. Rabbi Lezer Omer, yinatnu b'matan dalet. He says, do four. Right? He says, go. In other words, the inclusive one. Because the one that's chayv one, and the one that's chayv four, when I gave four, I also gave one. Okay, so I was yotzei for the one that meant to be one, the bechor, and the chatat now gets it four, and everybody would be happy. Look at Rashi. Teksavar kumasei mitzvah adif. The mitzvah here, preferable to do the four. But what's the problem with doing the four now for the bechor that only needed one? He says, afal gav, the behind mitzvah, iketzar aveira. There's a bit of an aveira over here in the mitzvah. What's the aveira? The avar abechor abal tosif. Because now for the bechor, I was given four matanas. That's really about tosif. We're adding mitzvahs here. Right? Ati asay de chatat. So he says Rashi, the mitzvah asa of the chatat to do four. Dichtiv natan akranot vedachi lebal tosif de bechor will be doche the bal tosif of the bechor. He says the pashut, Rashi wants to say, and we know that an asay is doche lot asay. There's a lot asay of lot tosif. And he says the mitzvah asa of the chatat will be doche the mitzvah lot asay of the bal tosif. That is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Meir, you don't do matachat. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, give one matana. Right? Look at Rashi, Rabbi Yeshua Meir, you don't do matachat. Kevan de kaimelan, kol anitanin al mizbeach hachitzon, shenatnan b'matana achat kiper. He says, kodri lechatchila, even if you did one matana for a chatat, but yevet you yotze. Okay? Hachat de lo efshar, samchin alaf, fil lechatchila. She says, but yeah, but you'd be okay. So now we can't give more. We'd be like, be okay. But lo, I've read on Baal Tosif. And rather don't do four and be over on Baal Tosif for the Bechor. Now, what a second. We've got a concept of Lot Tosif. We've also got Lot Tigra. Don't do less for the Chatat. So why is the Lot Tigra easier to ignore than the Baal Tosif of the Bechor? Right, that's clear. So Rashi answers, "Could Amar Taima Mutav sheyaker Bal Tigra me'alav shu yoshev eno ker alav b'diadaim mi'avor abal tosif shu okro b'diadaim." So the interesting svara. So you know what? Sometimes Chazal prefer a sheva al taseh. Sit back and don't do anything, and let the mitzvah not be done. We'd rather come b'diadaim and actually physically do an avera. So you're right. When I did one matana for the dam. So chaserli, I'm missing the other three matanas for the chatat. And the issue of Lot Tigra. However, it's still better, says Rabbi Yoshua. It's Rabbi Yoshua here, right? It says Rabbi Yoshua, yes. Still better, says Rabbi Yoshua, than if I do four matanas and I was over on Baal Tosif by Yadayim. So I prefer it to be done in the case of Shem Al Taseh. I'm Yotze, the one for the Bechor. I'm Yotze, the one for the chatat. And the Lot Tigra was done. By the way, that's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi says Rabbi Yeshua, Rehu Over Abal Tigra, but you're missing out. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, but on the other hand, Rehu Over Abal Tosif. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Amru Ela Keshubatzmo. So Rabbi Eliezer says, I prefer to do, this is what Rashi explained already, I prefer to do the Lord Tigra by the way. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, Ava Lo Nemar Abal Tigra Ela Keshubatzmo. He says, so the same token, he says, Lo Nimar Baal Tigra, Amar Eliezer, Lo Amru Ela Keshubatzmo. So he says, but, Rehu Over Baal Tigra, so Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rehu Over Baal Tosif. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Amru Ela Keshubatzmo. So what is he saying over here? What does he mean, Ela Keshubatzmo? He says, when it happens on its, Amar Eliezer, Lo Amru Ela Keshubatzmo. I suppose it's, you're not really doing it, it's taking place. It's Amar Rabbi Yeshua, so idea, Lo Nimar Baal Tigra, Keshubatzmo. Also happening on its own. So in other words, neither of them are already actually doing anything. It just seems to be like the outcome of what's happening. V'od Amar Yeshua said even furthermore, Keshnatata, when you actually did the four, Avarta al Baal Tosif, Vasita maase biyadecha. Keshelo natate, when you didn't do the four, you only did one. Right, avarta bal tigra. You enachidami. There is bal tigra here, but velo asita maase biyadecha. We still prefer it to have happened on its own, not for you to actually done anything, like we explained up until now. So the Gemara wants to say, Rabbi Eliezer the Amar Hatam kumase adif hachinami yaret. So Rabbi Eliezer who wanted to say rather actually go and do the melocha, right? Do the four, even though you over on bal tosif. Right, because the assay is better than the lot assay, so you would say over here, hachinami yered, get down the tree. Why would he tell you to get down the tree? Now we go back to our previous machloket. Why would he say get down the tree? Look at Rashi. Hach yered a mitzvahi. It's better. It's a bigger mitzvah to get off the tree. The ha calls manch yoshev every moment that he's sitting on the tree. Mishtamesh, he's using the tree. Whereas it tashmish, hich avadav dehashter mishtamesh tashmish. He says, you know what? We would say, Rabbi would say the same thing. You want to tell me that you must stay on the tree? On the contrary, get down the tree. Now, I agree that as you're getting down, you're climbing down, you're using the tree, but it's still better to use the tree three or four times to get down than to spend the whole of Shabbos up on the tree. And therefore, he says, the assay is better than the Lot assay. Rather be over, so to speak, on the Rabbanan than, and keep Shabbos properly and get off the tree. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. So Gemara said, but maybe, so that's this whole idea of here was to, and Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar Hatam Sheva Altasa, Adif, Rabbi would say, no, sit where you are. Hachinam, you know, don't get down, just sit where you are. Now we know that while you're sitting there, you are, might come to use the tree, but still better than actually going physically, moving around and climbing down one by one. That's the Gemara said, that's the machloket. Gemara says, Vidil Meloi, maybe not, maybe it's got nothing to do with each other whatsoever. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Eliezer Hatam, when did Rabbi Eliezer say with regard to doing the four matanot of the dam? He said, Kuma se adif, when? And at the ka'avid mitzvah, when you're actually doing it, you're doing a mitzvah. Now, while you're doing the four matanot, you're fulfilling a mitzvah of the chatat, you were doing sprinkling for the chatat of the four. Aval hacha de lo avid mitzvah, but here, you aren't doing a mitzvah getting down the tree. There's no mitzvah to be on the ground. So rather stay upstairs. We don't say adif. Right? Vinami, and maybe with Rabbi Yeshua as well. Adkan lo kam Yeshua hatam, shev al tzadim. Would Rabbi Yeshua say, rather don't do something, which would imply stay on the tree. Ella, de lo kavid isura, when you weren't doing an isur. So that's why I said, we're not doing an isur. And achinami, you meant to give four matanot for the chatat, but we even know that b'dieved, you could be yotzer with one. Aval hacha, de ka'avid isura. When you're on the tree, every moment that you're on the tree, you're fulfilling an isur d'rabanan, right? Hachinami, maybe he would say, get down. So we try to prove us, machloket. We had a nice limud there, but a chazor there to coach him, right? And to all of that, chulin, masechtas, and all those coaching there. And the bottom line is, it might not be the same thing. Okay.
And with a tree.
Halacha with a tree. Halacha with a tree. Get down and stay up. That is. Anybody got a halacha there? Hanitan. Let's try and work it out over here. Anybody got a halacha there? I can't see an halacha. Hi, v'hamishcha sheicha, v'lo kashya. Kam b'shogeg. So it seems like b'shogeg. You would be able to come down, and b'meizid, they would connect you to stay up on the tree. That's what I understand from where the letters are on the thing. But anybody see a halacha there? Steve? Steve's nodding with me, correct. Okay. That would be the halacha. So if it was b'shogeg, you could get down. If it was b'meizid, you would have to stay up on the tree. Okay. Now, a new brighter. Echad ilan lach, v'echad lan yavesh. The one brighter says, we've got a brighter that says, tani chada. Echad ilan lach, v'echad ilan yavesh. Look at Rashi. Yavesh she'ein bo lichluch, which is dry, lo mechubar, right? So he says makes no difference whether it's a dry tree or a wet tree. But Tanya Aidach, another part of it says, "Babedro memurim." When do we say that you can't use the tree? Belach, but yavesh mutar. But if it's a dry tree, then you would be able to use it, right? So Amrav Yehuda lo kasha. He says no problem. Why? Kam b'she gizo machlif. Kan b'she'ein gizo machlif. Now, what I think gizo machlif means over here, because I didn't see a Rashi over here. There's no Rashi on this, right? I think what it means by gizo machlif is that if the trunk would like recreate itself, you know, like reinvigorate itself, Is anybody, somebody got an English there? Just give me an answer there quickly.
What is it? Regenerate.
Regenerate. Okay, that's right. So that, right, so it's like this. What do you mean? Because the trunk regenerates itself. So that's called Yavesh. What are you talking about? He says, no, that's not what this machlok is about. And a lo kashia. What's the two brightest? Kan biyamot hachama, kan biyamot hageshamim. One's in the summer months and one is in the winter months. Right, so look at Rashi over here. Kan biyamot hachama. Right, Yavesh Mutar. In the summer months, you say a dry tree you can use. Why? The lika filim mishum ma'it ay. No one's even going to, when they see you on the tree, not even going to be ma'it ay, even a hava mina. Share nikar lakol shu yavesh, she'enu motzi alin. There are no leaves. Balik tadi asur yot agashamim. Why is it asur in the winter months? She'enu nikar ben lach ben yavesh. The winter, you can't see whether it's dry or wet. Lika mishum ma'it. Some guys might think that it's a wet tree and there might be leaves. You can't tell me in winter what's going on over there. The guy might be climbing up there to go and break something off because he wants it. Gemara says, why? But I understand. Why in the summer months are you allowed to use the go on the tree? There's still fruits up there. Rashi says, and now you're going to end up going and pulling off the fruits. So why are you allowed to use the tree in the summer months? So he says, no, you're right, but the lekapiri, when there aren't fruits, there aren't fruits in the tree, it's not a fruit tree, let's say. The Gemara says, v'ha ken nitre kinsay. But still, we're talking about, he says, yeah, that there are kinsay here, I think like twigs or whatever, you might still want to use them to take the twigs. The reason why I'm saying that is because if you look at the answer the Gemara gives is, begiduda, he says, yachush nishra nafav kulam. And we're talking about like just a trunk of a tree where all the branches have all fallen off. There's nothing left there. You can't really get anything off it. It's just a trunk of a tree. It was any, but it doesn't make sense. V'harab iklila afastia v'asar bigduda. Rav arrived in this place called Afastia, and he said they can't even climb up or use a tree, even if it's just a trunk of a tree, nothing else left there. So I said, that's not a good example. Why not a good example? It's like, this is like a bit of a euphemism here. It says, because Rav, Bika Matza. What's a Bika? A Bika is a very big, open, undeveloped land. So look at Rashi. Rav Bika Matza, Klomar. Rashi says, Klomar. It's not really literal. He says, Klomar, Inan B'nai Torah, there was no one there that was a B'nai Torah even knew to be nizhar, to be careful. She'ein la shomer va'kol parutz. It was a place where no one knew nobody knew anything. So Rav had to be very machmir in a place like that. V'gider ba gader. That's what the Gemara says. And then he made a gader. He was very machmir. So that's not really the halacha. That was a chumrah for a place of Amaratzim. But really, if there are Talmidei Chachamim there and they know what's going on, it will make a difference. When it's just a trunk of a tree, there's nothing else is there, then you would be able to use it. Amir Amar Rav Asi, Asur L'Adam Shelech Al Gabei Asabim B'Shabbat. This is an interesting one, right? I'm sure all of you growing up all talking about, can you walk on the lawn? Can't you walk on the lawn? If there are paths, you don't walk on the paths, you walk on the grass. Why? Because you're going to rip up the grass on Shabbos. Siyar Bar Abba says to Rav Asi that you can't walk on the grass. Why Shenemar? Because he quotes a pasuk over here, right? And this pasuk is like this. He says, "Gam belo dat nefesh lo tov, v'atz beraglayim chote atzia min." Like you run with you on your feet, you're a sinner. Tanicha, another brother says, "Butal lechal gabi asur mishvatz." You can. So, of course, I don't understand. But Tanicha asur. One said, "There's asur." So make up your mind. Can you or can't you? Sorry. Rav Asi said you can't, and we quoted two brightest. One brother said, "Chani mutar," but Tanicha another says, "Asur." So I said, Lokasha, Habalechim, Habiyavashim, depending whether the grass is wet or the grass is dry. Look at Rashi, Abiyah, Lachim, Asur, when it's wet, Habetolesh, Yaveshin, Ketushin Dami. When the grass is wet, then you might come and rip out the grass. If the grass is dry, then Rashi says, as if it's already ripped out, dry grass, then it's pulled out grass, we don't worry about it. So with Yibado, another possible answer is, Habalechim, both brothers are speaking about wet grass. But Lokash, still that's zero. Why? Kabiyavashim, like so previously, we're depending on the winter months or the summer months. But another answer is, maybe we're actually speaking all the time in the summer months when the grass is dry. And still, lo kashya, had the same misane. One is when you're wearing shoes, one when you aren't wearing shoes. It seems when you're wearing shoes, it's less likely to rip up the grass. When you aren't wearing shoes, look at Rashi, Lo siya mane, Rashi says, siya mane mesane shari. It's buta. Lo siya mesane asur. Why? She asavim nidbakin bekishrei tzpotav venitlashin. Because the roots of the ends of the grass get caught to the tips of your toes, and you're going to rip them out. But as your toes are opening and moving around, etc., you've got a chance of ripping out the grass. There's a fourth possibility. But amen, no. However hard is siya mesane? You always got shoes on. And we still got a scenario where one case is muta, one case is asur. Velo kasha. Hard itle ukze, hard itle ukze. So now, I battled with this. Rashi says, "Kaful mitachtav asabim nidbakim shav." So it seems like where you got spikes under your shoes, like soccer boots, like the one who would be wearing like the soccer boots sort of stuff. Then you might be ripping out the grass. And one is where you're wearing flat-heeled shoes or flat-soled shoes, where you wouldn't be ripping out the grass. Another possibility is have a hard it. Both cases are big where you got like spikes under your shoes. Hard itle. Sarcha ha de leitle sarcha. Look at Rashi over here. He says, Petila arucha sha'esem arucha sur. Where the grass is very long, where they're like big reeds or whatever, there would be asur. Where it isn't, it would be muta. And the Gemara ends off and says a nice summary to the whole sugya. It says, Vaha'idna, and now that we've finalized halocha, the kaimelan Rabbi Shimon. Remember Rabbi Shimon? Look at Rashi over here. We learned this from Masechet Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon da Amar Davar Shein Mitkaven Mutar. Rabbi Shimon Machlok Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Davar Shein Mitkaven. And we not a psikreisha. Remember, if it's not a psikreisha, but Davar Shein Mitkaven. So look like Rabbi Shimon Kulu Shari. You can walk on the grass with shoes, without shoes, with spikes, without spikes, with long grass, with short grass, dry grass, wet grass, summer, winter. We don't worry. You can walk on the grass because you've got no intention of putting out the grass. And I would venture it's not a psikreisha. Because we all know, when you walk on the grass, you don't always pull out grass.
Well, if you've got spikes on your shoes, you probably, it is a psikreisha,
right? Going to Gemara or not. I suppose if you walked across the grass, if you were right, then every soccer pitch that you know would have no grass. And the fact is that people playing soccer don't rip up soccer pitches. So I think that we could say that it might happen, but it's not a psikreisha. It might be more of a likeliness. Definitely, I agree with you, but not psikreisha. Okay. I'm Rabbi Baracham, I'm Rabbi Yassi. Right, another halacha. Same per asul adam shi kof ishto le dvar mitzvah. Now, while we break, this is completely nothing to do with our sugya. We're getting sidetracked now because of Rav Ami, Rami bar Abba mentioned Rav Asi. Said now this is interesting halacha, important halacha. So asul adam shi kof ishto le dvar mitzvah. What's le dvar mitzvah? Rashi says here le dvar mitzvah tashmish. You can't force your wife to have sex with you. Okay, I suppose in our language now it would be, what's it called? There's a term for that, right? Rape, marriage, rape. What's it called? There's a term for that. What's the term? Somebody help me. There's a term like rape within marriages. There's a term for it besides rape, but it's like a proper, anybody, I don't know, some term, some legal term for when a husband rapes his wife. Maybe not even rape over here. Maybe just like putting her under pressure. You know, maybe not forcefully. Maybe just like putting under pressure. Even also an asur. Shenemar, somebody says va'atz baraglaim chote. Right, when you go quickly baraglaim, you call the chote. And Rashi says over here, raglaim is lashon tashmish. Raglaim is a euphemism of tashmish because the pasuk says bein raglea kara nafal shachav. Quite a pasuk over here from Shoftim where we see bein raglea between her legs kara nafal shachav. Even more than that, you force your wife, you'll have children which aren't going to be too pleased with. What's the makor for that? He quotes a pasuk over here. The same pasuk we saw, gambel odat, nefesh lo tov, ve'etz paraglaim chote. Right, he says, gambel odat. Rashi says over here, gambel odat. He says, reisha da haikra, etz paraglaim hu. This is a pasuk which we saw from the beginning of the pasuk. Right, nefesh lotov. Tani nami hachi, another brighter. Gam belo dat, nefesh lotov. Ze hakofe ishto levar mitzvah. The pasuk, before us brighter. What's that pasuk? Where you force your wife. Eim raglaim chote, ze abol veshone. And what, say, what's the pasuk? This brighter, he has pasuk up into two. It says, nefesh, it says, ze hakofe ishto levar mitzvah. Ach v'at beraglaim chote, ze abol veshone. Right, where you repeatedly do it. Rashi says, ze abol veshone, she matricha, when it's a discomfort for her. Well, so wait a second. You're saying mustn't repeat. If you want to have boys, you've all the yeshane. So repeat. Look, as in a kanadat, kashlodat. One is when the woman's consenting and she's involved in it, and one is when she's involved in it. And the Gemara's got a whole Rashi brings up, yeah, Yovi Shane, Shemachmat, Pierre Shona, Nitavaisha, she gets excited, Valovsha Tava, and she gets a Taiva, Kshiba Biashnia, Himaja Trida, she has a, you know, the whole concept of how you have boys and girls, etc. Okay. Amar Bishua ben Achmani, Amar Yochanan, Kol Isha she tovat bala davar mitzvah havin abanim. Now we got a completely opposite bright over here. So the Kol Isha she tovat bala davar mitzvah havin abanim. If a woman is the one that she encourages her husband, so then she'd have boys. Shafilu b'doshe Moshe lo ayu kamoto. Such boys that'll be greater than in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. And how do we know? They said Zilu b'doshe Moshe Kativ. When it came to Moshe talking to Yitro, so Yitro said to him, "Must choose people. Who must he choose?" He says, "Havu lachem anashim chachamim, wise unevonim and navon v'yeduim neshivtechem." Right? He gave him the anashim chachamim v'nevonim v'yeduim. Ukativ. And what did Moshe find? Ve'yikach et rashei shivtechem. Anashim chachamim v'yeduim v'ilu nevonim lo eshkach. Moshe couldn't find guys who were nevonim. It appears that Moshe looked for guys, he couldn't find nevonim, and he found people who were chachamim and yeduim, not nevonim. V'ilu gabe Leah, with Leah, remember the whole story with the when Reuven brought home the what was it called, with the new, what am I looking for, he came from the field,
Dudaim,
thank you. Rava, and then Leah gathered into Rachel and brought the wrath to Yaakov for that night. But it said, Leah, Kratova, Tome, Leah, Tavo, Kisachar, Sechaticha, Yuman, Uchetiv, and it said everything. We've named Yisachar, to Yisachar, Yod E Bina, Litim La Da'at. That from Leah, that she enticed Yaakov, so her son was Yod E Bina. So you see that the woman seduces the husband, right, or encourages him, so the children will have even bina. Maya si Yisrael, Rashem, Ma'atim, V'cholechem, Apiyah. Okay, that's in the back. The Gemara stuck is 80. But what are you talking about? Ha'amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Eser Klalot Nidkala Chava. We see that Chava was cursed with 10 curses. Right, what was the curse? Tichti v'raisha amar harbe harbe. So look at the whole pasuk very quickly. We're running late, yeah, I know, but it's quickly pasuk. The whole pasuk is like this. It says, Elisha Amar, it's a pasuk in Bereishit Gimel. Elisha Amar, Harba, Harbe et Etzvonech, right? Will increase your pain, Veheronech and your pregnancy, Veetiv tel Dibanim, you'll give child suffering childbirth, Veedishech Chukatech, and you'll be ever yearning for your husband, Vuyim Shorbach, but he'll rule over you. So, like this, and now the Gemara God actually breaks down the pasuk into different parts. Now start counting, because the Gemara is going to say that there are 10 curses over here. We're going to see it's difficult to count 10. The most we can count 6. Maybe with a push, there's a 7th. Right? This is like this. The first one, Harbe Harbe. She says, Elu Shnei Tipei Damim. These are the two Tipei Damim. Achat Dam Nida v'achat Dam Betulim. That a woman has blood. Now that could be two curses. Dam Nida and Dam Betulim. Etz Bonech, you're in your pain. Zetzar Gilu Bani. The deal that bring up children. Heronech, your pregnancy, Zed Sarah Ibut. That's actually the pain of pregnancy. That's okay. Be'etzev tel dibani, kamashmo. Obviously, giving childbirth in pain, that's pasha. Va'alishech chukatech. What does it mean? You're never yearning for your husband. Be'lameit she'aisha mishto keket el ba'ala. She already starts yearning for her husband. Be'sha'a she'yotzei laderech. As soon as he leaves the house, she already starts yearning for him. She starts pining for him. Vuyim sholbach. And what's Vuyim sholbach? She'aisha tova'at belev, va'ish tova'a bepeh. We see, how can you say that a woman should go and toveya her husband? We see that one of the curses was that she only has in her heart a toveya, but he will say to his wife, "I want to have relations with you tonight." Right? And the Gemara says, "Vezohi midat tova benashim," and that's a good midah. Right? How can that be a good midah? That's because you wanted to say that that a woman should go and should have great children, etc. So the Gemara says, "Naki kamrinan demaratzia irtsuye kamei." I look at Rashi over here. What did we say? When do we say that it's a good idea? She entices him by hugging him and whatever the case, although not actually speaking. So the Gemara sorted out that between the curse and the Tovah. Now the Gemara's the Kashia in the technical Kashia. Hane Sheva Havyad. You said 10 curses. We only counted 7. The Gemara says, no, we're adding a couple of more. Ki atar avdimi amar atufa ka'avel she's wrapped up like an avel. Like a mourner, umenudemi kol adam, and she's been excommunicated from other people. V'chavusha v'beit ashrim, is actually locked up in prison. Now look at Rashi to understand what those three are. Rashi says, atufa ka'avel, busha latzeit barosha parua. She's embarrassed to walk outside without her head covered. Menudana kol adam. What does it mean, excommunicated? Lekame mefarish asurala kol adam chutz mibala. She's only allowed to be with her husband. Va'ish don't say nashim. On the other hand, her husband could have many wives. V'chavushami ve'er asurim. What does it mean, chavushash locked up? We got a saying that says, kol kvuda bat melech pnima. A woman is in her home. That which is about melech. We know the whole idea with Sarah, right? When the angels came and Sarah was in the was out of sight. She wasn't around. The woman is a private animal. No, you know what I mean, right? So the one says, "My menudim kol adam." What do you mean menudim kol adam? Ina mishum da asila yichud. If you're going to say because it's asur for and she's got isur yichud to be another person, yunami asila yichud. But then he's also asur yichud. They're not between men and women. Ela da asir lebeit trei. She can't have more than one husband. But my nida tana, the Gemara said, right, we've got another take on what these three other extra klalot are. Megadelet se'ar kelilit. She grows her hair kelilit. Look at Rashi there. Rashi says, lilit, like a shed, like a demon. V'yoshevet umashtenet mayim kebahim. And when she urinates, she crouches like an animal. V'naseit kar lebala. And she's like a pillow to her husband. Rashi, naseit kar lebala, shehu lemala b'sha tashmish. That he's above and she's below. So those are the three curses. So Gemara says, but I don't understand. We had another brighter a few moments ago where we gave the other three, where we said, Avel Menudeh, and we call and Chavusha Bebet Asurin, and Atufak Avel, sorry, right, those three, the Gemara says, Nahane, Shevachula. On the contrary, the Tana who gives these three will say that those three are actually Leshevach, or praiseworthy for her. Why? Damrab Chia Madichtiv, Melafno Bibahemot Aretz. Melafno from the word, I think from the word la'alef, like to train, we learn. Rashi says here, melafno melamdenu, we would learn from certain animals. Umi ofa shamai, so we learn mi behema eretz. Look at Rashi over here, it says, behema eretz, shenatan behem chokhma lohorotan, we can learn the wisdom from animals. Umi ofa shamai mechakben, from the birds we can become wise. She's like a belafnu behemot zo preda. This is a female donkey, mule. She korat umashtelimayim, that bends, that crouches to urinate. Umiofa shamayim yechem, from the birds, yet tarnagol. This is the chicken. She mefayes vacharkach boil. She first, look at Rashi. She mefayes, she first appeases the woman. Doesn't just jump on her. Holech uposhet nafav. He spreads out his wings. Vuhu pius. That's number pius. Wow, what's he saying? Listen to the Rashi. It's amazing. What is the chicken doing when he spreads out his wings before when he tries to attract the female? He says vuhu pius kedamana kaman. Shomerla. He's saying to her liknot malvush. I'm going to buy you clothes like these wings. I'm going to buy you clothes. He's telling the chicken that he'll buy her nice clothes. Now on this, Rabbi Yochanan said, and this is a famous Gemara, we all know this Gemara, right? This Gemara is also brought in Masechet Megillah, I think, and in Chulim we learned it. But it's all Rabbi Yochanan. Il malei lo nitna Torah, if we never had the Torah, hayinu limidin tzniut b'chatul, we'd learn modesty from a cat. Look at Rashi. Why? She only metil rei b'fnei Adam b'chaseh. She never leaves out her stuff, and she always covers up her feces. V'gezel min ha'meila, and we learn thievery from ants. Dichtiv tachin b'keitz lachma. V'en achat kozilit ma'achal chavarta. They each prefer their own food. No one steals from any of them. V'arayot miyona, and we learn promiscuity from a yona, from a dove. She only niskak ele lebat zugo. That he stays with his own zug. Now I saw in the Steinsaltz this morning. He says there. Now he's got a whole thing on teva, etc. And that makes a bit more sense. He says, the yonah, it's very well known that a dove, once it pairs up with a mate, even if something happens to the mate, it won't find another mate. But that's only for that particular season. It's not forever. Okay, in that mating season, it won't find another mate. But in another mating season, it will. And you know, that's what he mentions over there. And derech eretz b'tarnagol, and from the chicken, we would learn that derech eretz, how? Shemefayes v'acharkach boil. We saw a second ago that it first appeases and then prances. Right? Umar mefayes tasa. What's the mefayes? I'm Rabbi Yudah, I'm Ravka. I'm Allah. He said like this, Zevinina lach ziga. I will buy you something, a coat. Dematulech adkech will come all the way down to your legs. And lebatar hachi, and when he's finished, when the chicken's finished, right, amarla, the chicken, so to speak, says to the woman, "Lishmatete lecharvalte," right? You should abandon this guy. Dahu tarnagola, this chicken, he eat leif, he's got the ability, actually, he's got leif, medikach, he's got the abilities, veloz venin lech, and doesn't actually buy it for you. So he goes in from the beginning and in the end, he makes a promise and he says he tries to keep his promise. The chicken, he has obviously apologizing that he can't afford it, right? But if he could have afforded it and he didn't, then you shouldn't trust a guy like that. End of having.